This happened to me just a few weeks ago, and it hasn't left my memory since. I'm 20 years old and just moved into a small apartment complex a few miles from my parents' house. I've never lived alone before, so this whole situation was pretty new to me. The complex was 3 stories tall and had 6 total apartments. The only one that was available was on the top floor, so that's the one I had to go with. Anyways, I finally got everything in and was able to relax for a little bit before bed. I think the time was around 10 p.m, but I still had to set up my bed and eat dinner. The only thing I really had to eat was ramen, so I started the stove and put a pot of water on top to boil. As I was waiting, I heard the floor in front of my apartment creak softly. I wasn't too sure at first if the complex just made noises or if someone was actually at my door. Either way, I figured I should just check in case someone was there. I opened the door slowly. "Hello?" I said softly, as there was an older man standing a few feet from my door with his back facing me. I assumed he lived in the neighboring apartment, as the door was directly in front of mine, which was where he was facing. A few seconds went by, and he turned softly and said, "Sorry," then began to walk down the stairs. I closed the door and checked on the pot of water. I started to feel a little bit uneasy, mostly because he didn't go into the neighboring room. There would be no reason for anyone to come up to the top floor unless you lived there. Anyways, I finished making the ramen and tried not to think about it too much. I was just excited to finally have my own place and live alone for once. This was a big accomplishment for me, and I didn't want to be creeped out for my first night. So I finished making my bed and turned all the lights off. I stayed up on my phone for a little bit, before eventually dozing off. I want to say I fell asleep around 11 or 12, but I'm not too sure. However, I do remember reading the clock at 1:29 when I woke up after hearing something from the room below mine. It sounded like a soft shuffling of footsteps. I laid there waiting to hear anything else. It took maybe 5 minutes before I heard the creaking floor from outside my room again. I was beginning to panic a little bit, running through my mind over and over to try and remember if I had locked the door after opening it earlier that night. As I waited in silence, I heard the subtle clicking sound of the doorknob trying to turn. It was locked. I waited for anything further to happen, but after a few seconds I heard the neighbor's door open and then shut. Relieved, I got out of bed and quickly double-checked to make sure my front door was locked. Then I went back to bed. I figured it must have been the old man who had possibly just gotten confused as to which door was his. When morning came, a loud knock came at my front door. I was greeted by 2 police officers. They asked me if I had experienced anything unusual last night or if anything was missing. Apparently, a man had robbed 2 apartments last night, both having forgotten to lock their doors. I told the officers everything, and they thanked me and walked back downstairs. I'm not sure if they found the man or not, but nothing happened since. Just thinking about the whole situation makes me really uneasy, and I can't help but wonder what would have happened if I had forgotten to lock the door that night. When I was a kid, around 10 or 11 years old, my house was on the end of a low-traffic neighborhood road that ran up against a large forest. I would often run around, play games, and go for walks with my friends out there behind my house. Of all the forests and woodsy areas I've seen, this one seemed to be the most dense. I mean, the trees were so close together at some parts of the forest it was hard to walk next to a friend without having to constantly move behind or in front of them to pass between 2 trees. Anyways, it was a regular Friday night, and I invited my best friend over to hang out, since there was no school tomorrow. By the time he came over, the sun was beginning to set. Still, we wanted to hang out in the woods for a while before it got too dark. We grabbed some heavy flashlights just in case and headed for the trees. We walked for maybe 10 or 15 minutes before finding a fallen tree which we sat on and just talked. This was one of our favorite things to do, just sit in the woods and talk about whatever we felt like. I'm not quite sure how long we were actually sitting there, but we definitely got lost in the conversation for a while, because when I finally looked up, the forest was almost completely covered in darkness. Initially, neither of us were too nervous, as we knew our way around the forest, and we figured we would just start heading back before it got pitch black. We turned our flashlights on and started walking. I will admit, though, I was definitely a little creeped out. It was almost completely silent, other than the crunch of the leaves from our footsteps, and we could only see a few feet ahead of us because of the dense trees blocking the view. After 2 or 3 minutes of walking, we both suddenly stopped, as we both heard the very distinct sound of a person walking slowly across the leaves just ahead of us. They must have been behind some trees, just 15 to 20 feet in front of where we were standing. I couldn't stop myself from wondering, why would anyone be going for a walk alone in the middle of the woods at this time of the night? I tried to stay calm, but just as we thought the person was beginning to get further away, the footsteps stopped. My friend and I both froze. We looked at each other in fear and confusion. It felt as though suddenly everything had become completely silent. As I stood there looking at my friend, I had a rush go through my body of a feeling that I was in immediate danger. Almost a split second later, I heard leaves crunch from just a few feet behind us. My instincts kicked in, and I took off running straight in the direction of my house. As I ran, my shoulders were constantly bumping into the trees, as it was hard to navigate through them with barely any light. I heard footsteps crunching the leaves behind me. I hoped it was my friend, but I was too scared to look back. After maybe 30 seconds of running, I heard the footsteps take a sharp turn to the right and drift off in the distance. This made me even more terrified that those footsteps were not my friend's, and made me wonder where my friend was and if he was in trouble. Eventually, I made it to my backyard and immediately went in my house through the back door. I was out of breath. I peeked through the windows, looking to see if my friend would show up, but after a few minutes passed, I began to really worry. My parents came downstairs and asked if I was okay, as they saw the panicked look on my face. As I was telling them everything, the doorbell rang from the front of our house. My dad nervously cracked open the door. My friend immediately pushed the door open and ran inside. He said after I ran, he froze in place, not knowing what to do. He heard two sets of footprints go off in my direction after me, and after a few minutes he decided to run towards my house as well. My parents called the police to report the incident, but nothing ever came of it. My friend and I still talk about it to this day, coming up with new theories about what really happened that night. Part of me wishes that I had looked back to see who was chasing me, but I know in a forest like that, there was no way I would have gotten 5 steps before running straight into a tree. Anyways, that is still the most terrifying experience I've ever had, and ever since then, I always get uneasy when I'm around a forest at night. It was a Saturday night. My friends and I were getting ready to go see the opening act at a local bar's music night. We lost track of time and realized we needed to leave right away so we wouldn't miss it. I hurried and gathered my wallet and keys and we rushed out of the house and got into my car. Luckily, we got to the bar just in time to see the show. After a few drinks, I patted my pockets down and, to my surprise, I couldn't feel my phone. I checked every pocket and asked all my friends if they had seen it, but it didn't turn up. They helped me search the bar around all the tables and areas that we'd been. Eventually, we gave up and tried calling it on one of my friend's phones. After two rings, someone answered the phone. "Hello?" I said. They didn't speak, but we could hear them breathing on the other line. After a few seconds, I started to speak again, but they immediately hung up. I was frustrated that someone had stolen my phone, but I figured I'd take care of it tomorrow, as it was getting late and there was nothing I could really do about it right now. About an hour later, we left the bar, and I dropped my friends off at their homes and started heading back to my house. During the drive, I was running through my memory of the last time I had my phone on me. As I was pulling into the driveway, I came to the conclusion that the last time I remember having my phone was on the bed while I was getting ready to leave. The more I thought about it, the more I started to get creeped out as I was getting out of my car. I went to the front door and unlocked it, and walked inside cautiously. I slowly made my way over to the bedroom and turned on the lights. Sure enough, my phone was sitting right there on the bed where I thought I had left it. I searched the whole house to find any trace of someone having been there, but I couldn't find anything at all. That night I had trouble sleeping, as every little noise made me uneasy. I told my friends about it the next day, and they all agreed it was creepy. We also ended up agreeing that calling the cops probably wouldn't lead to anything, so we ended up leaving it at that. Nothing else ever happened in the following years, but it still keeps me up sometimes thinking about what really happened with my phone that night.